If you enjoy this podcast, then subscribe to catch all future episodes.
Hi, welcome to the Need to Know Actors Show. How are you doing, Grayson Guernsey? How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Where are you? You're in Canada.
Yeah, I'm in Canada. I'm in Vancouver, BC.
Oh, Vancouver, yeah. What time of the day is it over there then? It must be earlier than here, yes.
Yeah. It's just 8. It's only 8 a.m. It's pretty.
I'm so sorry for getting you up. Sorry.
No, it's fine. It's great.
All right. Okay. So the new show you're in, you've got a bigger part now in the second season. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's a series regular now. It's a little bit bigger than just a reoccurring.
Right, and a love story. Or is it a relationship story anyway?
Yeah, relationship story, love story. Yeah, it's like that. It's on the lines of that. So it's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've done a few. I've seen that you wrote and directed some short films. Was one of them? What was it? It was a short film when you were like quite a bit younger.
Oh. I've only directed a few, so it's going to be really easy to narrow down. I did one called Lord of the Guys, which was like a co-effort. We all wrote and directed that together. It was kind of like a spin on Lord of the Flies itself. It was a bunch of teenagers who were stranded out in the woods, but they weren't actually. They're just being idiots and running around the woods fighting each other.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot it was on YouTube. it's every time I forget I have something on there. It's someone does a quick little Google search and sometimes sends me like a photo, like a video of me that's like 10 years old of like me acting when I was 8.
I just
crumple into like embarrassment.
I know, yeah, because what age are you now? You're only like, what, 19 or something, is it?
20, yeah, yeah. But,
20. Yeah. So like, even if it was 3 years ago, you would look quite a bit younger.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing about being young. Whereas 3 years ago for me, I'd probably just look the same. Yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
you do parkour. Tell me, that sounds interesting. Like, when did you start doing that?
I started working on it when I was about 12 or 13. I've had to take several breaks from it, sadly, because I get work or something in some other city and I don't really have the time to practice it. But it's probably one of my favorite sports I've ever played and had fun on. But I've also gotten my most injuries in that sport too. I've done everything from sprained wrist to break my nose to like stuff like that. Yeah, I broke my nose on a move once, and it was I have a claim to fame in the place that I go to is that it was the first nose break they had ever had at the gym. So. I'll always be.
That's great claim to fame.
Yeah. It's like, wait, you don't remember me? I'm the first guy who broke my nose in the gym. Come on.
They have I believe there's a plaque up now.
Yeah, with just my face on it, with like the crooked nose, like sticking out to the side.
All right. I mean, obviously, I've seen people do parkour online, but.
Yeah.
How do you practice? Like, I mean, how do you say there's a certain jump? You're obviously not going to do it correctly the first time.
Oh, no. I mean, those guys that you're watching have been doing it for like 6 or 7 years every day, you know, every weekend for like a long time. And they're like, everyone starts horrible, and it's all about practicing a move until it starts to feel comfortable, and then you slowly kind of push past where you feel comfortable at like a steady pace. And so, because you're always progressing in parkour, like there, it's very rare that you're going to not progress, because there's always something to progress on if there's a weak point or something. Yeah. So you're always pushing past your boundaries, and eventually you're going to be better than you were only even a week ago, or a little bit longer. I mean, when you get really good, the progress is going to start to seem more and more subtle, but you're still making tons of leaps and bounds every day. And that's just how they do it. Just one day at a time. They're always working.
And literally, what are you working on? Like strength, flexibility, that kind of.
All of it. Every time you're working on flexibility and strength, I say are probably one of the more interesting things, but reflexes I'd say are one of the most important things. Cause sometimes you're just going to miss your target or something. You're going to have to catch yourself somehow. You know, even though I only broke my nose once, I could have several times. So, you know.
Yeah. But you didn't, because of reflexes.
Yeah. Super fast.
So I would love to be able to do, I'd love to be able to say, you know, I'd say I'm with somebody and I go and I'm outside my own apartment, and then I'd say, oh, well, good night, see you, bye. And instead of going in the door, I just climb up the wall and go in a window.
Yeah. or if you're in their apartment, you're just like, oh, it was a great chat, and just dive out their window. Like, what? that'd be great.
So have you got to use it as part of your act in Virgin River? Have you had to do any stunts or anything like that?
Oh no, I haven't had to do any stunts. I mean, I kind of used it for a TV show I was on ages ago called Game On. It was this kind of Canadian show. It'd be probably a little bit difficult to find if you aren't in Canada, because it's an only Canadian network. But I was falling over. Yeah. It was it might be on iTunes, which you might be able to find it on there. But yeah, it was a comedy, and I was always like moving around and tripping on stuff and having to like, you know, jump and fall and doing all that weird stuff. So that applied. I mean, it wasn't exactly like stunting, but I was like falling a ton, and you know, you have to learn how to fall correctly so that, you know, it's simultaneously safe and actually looks real, so you can get a bit of a laugh out of it. So yeah, it was great. That's actually probably one of the reasons why the role ended up working out so well. So
Mariah, cool. And so, like, so you've done a bit of comedy and now you're doing like serious drama. In what sense would you find the acting different in that way? Is it more subtle for a drama, and in a comedy you're allowed to kind of be, you know, I mean, not be, you can pull faces and things, or is,
yeah,
is comedy the same? I don't know.
Well, they'll share similarities, but I'd say that drama, at least on this level for Virgin River, is very introspective, and it's you can take your time with a drama is one thing that I always say, because comedy has to always keep a certain pace. You have to always make sure that you're getting a laugh, or you're pushing to the next joke. If you're not getting a laugh at that moment, it's a setup for the next joke. So you've always got to have like a moment where you're just kind of, you're getting ready for the next joke. But if it was a drama and say something really sad happened or something, you could like arguably take the time, because directors can cut around these things. You could take like 30 seconds to answer someone if you think that it would look better or read better than that. But for a comedy, it's like you don't have the time to take like 30 seconds. If you're taking 30 seconds, you're going to bore the crap out of your audience, and you're going to have to move, or people are like switching off the TV like every second that you're not delivering a punchline.
So
I'd say that's one of the biggest things is like pacing and the amount of time you're allowed to take for a scene. So
I wonder, do you ever, like, if you're doing something serious like Virgin River, do you ever like feel like emotions coming up in you that are after the scene is over that you're still feeling.
Oh yeah, no, totally. A lot of actors actually kind of get that. It's kind of hard to explain because you never really know exactly how to express it, but you do the scene, and then you're kind of just this happens to a ton of actors. It's not just me being insane, but you go home and you're like driving home and you feel kind of fine. And all of a sudden you get home or something and your dog barks at you and you just like cry. You don't mean to. It's just, it's like spillover emotion because like you'd be pretty like, well, you'd be pretty crazy if you could just, you know, cry or be really upset in a scene and then just like switch it off. It'll be a little weird. So sometimes you'll just have like you'll be driving home and you're like fragile. And then someone honks at you and you're like you get like really really upset. Yeah, no, I've had that before. Or you know, you're on set and all of a sudden you're just like sitting in a chair and then you just like get really sad because you're just waiting for them to set up the next scene. You're just like, oh man, I'm really sad or something. But I mean, you learn how to manage it better the more you do it. But like the first few times you're doing it, especially in front of an audience, it's most challenging and it's most terrifying. So you still that's where you get, I'd say you're like spillover emotion is what I like to call it. Yeah, that's where you'd probably get it most, but
It's amazing, really. Just to be in a profession where you are like kind of playing with your emotions.
yeah. Yeah, no, it's pretty insane. I think it's just weird. You know, when you really like think about it and like lay all the facts on the table, it's a weird profession, isn't it? Like, oh, I'm continuously pretend to be different people, emotionally like harm myself basically, cry on film, you know, to possibly my own emotional detriment. And then I'm going to have a laugh about it in a minute and hope that I delivered this line well enough.
So how would you describe Virgin River? I've only seen, I'll be honest, the first show of the first season. So
Oh yeah, that's fine. I would describe it as kind of like as a show about like you know, a big city girl who moves into this small town to escape her life, but she realizes that, you know, she can't escape her life and that it's all still there. All of her problems still came with her from LA, but this time she has a good community around her and she has good people who are willing to help her through it. And she also has some bad people who aren't willing to help her through it, but she has to determine kind of who's who. I like to say, but yeah, no, it's cool. It's I understand that you haven't like watched it. You know, it's a 10 episodes. You know, it's a lot for someone who doesn't probably have the time of day anymore.
I'll
But
pick it up and then I'm
yeah,
busy. I definitely want to watch it
yeah.
over Christmas because it looks like kind of feel good kind of vibe, you
Oh,
know.
100%. It's totally feel good. Like I'd say that's one of the best parts about the show is that. It's so pleasant to watch, which is something that you know, when I talk to some of the fans, it's one of the things that they always say is like, it's so fun. You know, it's so nice to watch that, you know, it's a good little brain break or something, which is one of my favorite not critiques, not crit what am I? Just like a brava that they'd say or something, like, oh, it's such a nice show to just relax, have a glass of wine and watch. I'm like,
And
oh, thank
the
you.
whole if you're if you've got a family, if you've got kids and stuff, everyone can watch it.
Yeah.
Together. And there aren't that many shows actually like that now. I mean, there's lots of great shows, but you go, I wouldn't want my kids watching this with me.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah. You don't want your kid to watch Breaking Bad with you? You don't want your 5-year-old to be watching Breaking Bad? That's a really weird statement. I don't know how I feel about
I'll
that.
tell you, I've been in some. My daughter's actually 19, and but I put on couple of films that I thought, I didn't think there could be anything, you know, in this that would be, like I put on, is it Black Swan? I thought, this is about... Oh. I'm like sitting there with my daughter, I think she was like 17 or 16 at the time, I'm like, oh my God, this bit.
Anyway. Yeah. I would be very... If you thought it was just like a little family film, you're in for a shock. It's not a family film.
No, I just had to sit there and just pretend it wasn't happening. But that's happened a few times with different movies, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So would you like to do like action movies? Because as seen as you do parkour and...
Oh, yeah, totally. I'd love to do some... crazy, just, you know, balls to the wall action movie. I think that'd be one of my like hopefully, you know, like you have like career goals, right? That'd be like one of my career goals, is I do like a fun, insane action movie. I would love that a lot.
And you'd like to do your own stunts, I presume, if that was...
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, sure, there's like one or two that I wouldn't do, but like most of them I'd be fine doing. I totally do like one of those getting set on fire ones. I mean, because I've seen people do it. It's really easier than it sounds. It's way easier than it sounds. They just like put a coating on you of like flammable material. They just tell you not to breathe in. You just kind of move. It's really easy.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they just put this like they put like a whole suit on you, like a wetsuit, and then they cover you up in like flammable material, and then they put like a hood over your face, like that's like tight to your face, and then they just put like a anti-flame sort of thing, so it doesn't actually burn you, like keeps your face cool, but then you just don't breathe in. You can walk around for like a minute, and then you just lie down. There's a guy there with fire extinguisher, just like puts the fire out, and you're all good. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable, but it looks like it's like, if you stay calm, it's super easy. So
yeah, right. Yeah, I was actually watching Dumb and Dumber a few nights ago, and I love that scene where his leg goes on fire while he's
oh yeah,
girl's number, I think.
Yeah, I think yeah. Oh my gosh, it's been so long since I watched that movie.
He's trying to pretend he's not on fire.
Yeah,
getting the girl's
number, as you do.
So.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting the girl's number. He has to at least hold it through for another 30 seconds. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a good film. So, sorry, Virgin River has just. I think, is it all gone out in one go on like it would on Netflix, or is it coming out bit by bit? I don't know.
It all does that all at once.
Yeah.
Season one dropped like that. Season two, I think, will drop like that. I think it will be. Unless they say otherwise. Generally, that's how Netflix does their stuff. But
more like that, except
yeah.
The Breaking Bad prequel, whatever.
Oh, El Camino.
Oh no, that's the that's the movie.
Oh, Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. Yeah, that comes out one.
Yeah.
Did come out one episode of time, which is very frustrating because you're just going.
Because you're like, yeah. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's true. I mean, I think it's because like those shows are like, you could see someone like subscribing to Netflix just to watch that one show, and then instantly unsubscribe before they have to pay any bills or something. But you know, a lot of the people who are already on Netflix like to watch this. I mean, some new followers and new people will come to watch the show, but it won't be like the same in droves number where it's like The Mandalorian or something, where like, you know, like hundreds of millions of people are like getting amped to watch it, and you know, will just subscribe just to watch the show.
Yeah.
I like to think of it as like, oh, like everyone on Netflix can enjoy this show, so you're just going to stumble on it. You're going to be like, oh, what's this? You're going to watch and you're gonna be like, oh, great. Instead of like, it's not many people are going to be able to like seek the show out, but a lot of people will stumble upon it. And that's where I think the magic in the show lies. Yeah.
Great. Great for the Christmas holiday season. You know, nice one.
100%.
Yeah, no, I've actually heard of people when something like Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad is coming out one episode at a time. And you know when you're in a couple and you've got the same Netflix and then split up and you've both got the password, but one person owns the it is a revenge thing to change the password while someone's in the middle of watching Breaking
Bad. that does sound like a revenge thing. Oh my gosh, could you imagine? I'd be so upset. Yeah, and it's funny. I imagine there's always the one who doesn't have the password. It's just like, just don't mention it. Just be careful about when you watch. Just always be on your toes, and hopefully they won't notice that I'm still bumming off their Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, no, there's countless stories about people being like, I'm logging off my ex on my like. It on my Netflix or something. It's like,
yeah,
that's a
breakup. Yeah, who gets the Netflix?
Who gets the Netflix? Yeah, it's a custody battle, ain't it?
So listen, have you got anything coming up after Virgin River? Well, obviously you've shot Virgin River, but any other
stuff? Maybe I'm filming something, but I'm not allowed to talk about it at all. So, yeah. So it's a shame. It's always funny when you have something that you are filming or something and they're like, don't talk about it anywhere. And you're like, great.
You have to sign.
Fine then, yeah.
Sign a non-disclosure.
Yeah, have to sign one of those non-disclosures. You also have to pinky promise to the producers. So it's a whole deal. Yeah, you have to give them a solid pinky shake. And you just gotta solemnly swear, and they just trust you, I guess, enough to hope they don't ruin the project.
No, well, if you want to get any work ever again, I guess you don't want to ruin someone's
project. Yeah, that's exactly
I know. I have to sign you have to sign NDAs when you're even doing an audition these days. When you're doing
most major auditions make you sign an NDA even if they don't really care if you talk about it. It's almost more like, just to be on the safe side, could you please sign an NDA? We trust you, but please sign an NDA. And you're like, fine then. That's how you think of me, huh? But it's really not like that. But it's just, you know, us actors blowing it out of proportion. But yeah, no, I probably sign an NDA every like couple weeks or months, just dependent on how much I'm auditioning and how much I'm being told.
And you do all the auditions are self tapes now with the COVID-19, are they you don't
yeah they are yeah
yeah so you just mm-hmm. do your family help you with your auditions? They read the lines.
Yeah, I'm lucky that my mom is a good reader. She's even a good actress. I mean, we also have a place that we tape because she co-owns an acting studio with a couple of her good friends. Yeah, so it's like I actually get the chance to tape in a professional setting, which is really nice. The space is big enough that you can actually social distance the entire time while taping. So right. I can do all my tapings. It doesn't look like anything's really changed. I'm not in like a bad background with like a with like a crappy little ring light that I bought just in case.
Your mom can act, so that's handy, because quite often you ask someone to read the lines and they're just like blah 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 blah, deadpan, you know, and you're like,
yeah. Shout out to my dad. Yeah. I love him. He's hilarious. He knows that he reads the lines like a newspaper. It's hilarious. He's so funny. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey dad, can you run my lines with me for 2 seconds just before I like go in the room? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he takes them and then he's like, and he's like looking at it and he's like, which one are you again? And I'm like, I'm the guy, you know, the other one's Cheryl. And then he's like, oh yeah, that's your name, isn't it? He's like, okay. Well, whenever you're ready. And I'm like, you got the first line. Oh, yes, I do, don't I? And he's starting to say them, and then he'll just pause. And I'm like, yeah, that's your line. He's like, is it? It is. And then he'll just say it. He won't even be like, oh, sorry about that. He'll just keep going. He's so
funny. Yeah, right. You leave you hanging there after you said your line.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and then he says it, and then it's like, ah, the scene continues.
Yeah. And the deadpan. My daughter's like, hey, you, stop. You know, it's just like, put some emotion in it.
Yeah. Too funny.
All right, well, listen, it's been very nice chatting to you. And I'm going to watch the series during when all the work quietens down.
And okay. I've
got some time off for the Christmas or
holiday. Yeah. I suppose. Well, fantastic. Hope you like it. Hope you have a merry holidays or whatever you say nowadays. Happy holidays.
I don't know if you're Christmas, so holidays. I watch it with my daughter and I know it's going to be fine with my daughter.
It's going to be fine. This one is actually going to be fine. Not like you hope it's going to be fine, but this one's actually going to be okay to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
No surprise. All right.
All right, well, listen, it's really nice talking to you, Grayson. Thanks for coming on the show. And
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in something like Mission Impossible or something like that. And
I would die if I was in Mission Impossible. I'd be so happy.
I can imagine. I'll be watching you just climbing up some skyscraper or something. Yeah.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.